You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Oh, morning, Alice.
Oh my gosh, I had like a wave of nerves that time. I don't know why. I was just like, I don't normally get nervous, but for some reason today decided a little bit of nerves would come across.
Just something in the air.
A little sweetie palm, you know, a little beating of the heart. I don't know. Maybe it's these illustrious guests that I have in the studio today.
Tell us about our wonderful guests, Alice.
Absolutely my pleasure to introduce into... we've got the team from Fish Saw in the studio. Yeah. So we have Sachi and Trent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thanks for having us.
Look, it's our pleasure. This show, Fish Saw, it's really special when work comes to Auckland that has had not only just another development season in another city, but actually has an international track record, comes from an esteemed audience response, not just here but abroad. And it's just spectacular to have this show coming to Auckland. So welcome to Tamaki Makaurau.
Thank you.
Sachi, talk to us about Fish Saw. This is a really special work, and it actually comes from a really personal place.
Yes.
So talk to us about where the seed of this work started.
Uh-huh. So all the stories based on real people in my mom's family. Mm-hmm. And I'm originally from Japan, and my mom grew up on this house right on the water, really 30 meters to the water. And her family had a lot of interesting characters, you know. They had the first noodle shop in town, probably like 300 years ago. And they also had a town's official brothel.
Oh, wow. Diversifying your assets.
Yeah, noodles, brothel. Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah, and then my mom had a restaurant when she was 22, and then she had it for 33 years. So we kind of put everybody in the same house and, made a show out of it. But it came together because of the earthquake and tsunami in 2011. And my mom lost everything. She was living there at that time.
And that house washed away.
Yeah, the house washed away. And my mom moved in with me in Seattle. I lived in Seattle at that point in US. And I just saw her, how devastated she was. And because she lost more than few very close people. Mm. And she was living with survivor's guilt. And I just started wishing I could heal some, you know, ease some part of her pain, which, you know, I knew it was impossible, but started having this like a fantasy of like, what if she meets this girl who died in a tsunami? She was really close to her. She was only 4 years old. If she's meet her underwater, and then the girl said like, everything is okay here. Mm. And that was the first image I had. And from there I kind of developed scenes, and took a long time. I didn't tell anyone for a few years. And it happened in 2011, the tsunami. And we didn't start making it until 2016. So,
right.
Yeah.
Wow.
A long time.
I mean, a work like this is so personal, and yet what I'm hearing is that you saw an opportunity for your making, both the process and I imagine the work, to actually provide a kind of healing.
Yeah, yeah.
Trent, for you, what's it like to be a part of this work where you're working really closely with Sachi and you're a part of this work, but you are sort of, you're outside a little bit because it's not your own personal experience. What's that like for you?
Yeah, definitely. Sachi's a highly creative person. Like, she not only wrote the show with her director, George Lewis, but she also did composed all the original music to it and performs in it. For me, it's pretty easy. I'm just in awe. It's a really beautiful show. And I remember first hearing about it because we tour a lot. We were doing our duo comedy show, The Birdman and Egg, at the time. But we were also just in between seasons. We were in a Conno Lodge in Bellingham, just over the US-Canadian border. And, we just sat there and we shared our shows, what we were up to, and Sachi told me this idea for the first time. And then, to see it grow into fruition, and you rehearsed it in Argentina, but you had to go back and forth as well to Japan to visit your mum because she got sick, and I was in Adelaide at the time doing the Fringe with my show. So it's interesting because before the pandemic we used to tour so much, but now the world's kind of feel like they've kind of brought us here to New Zealand. And originally you planned to do this show here in 2017, didn't you? So it's like a 6-year journey.
Amazing.
And now you're here. I feel like so grateful and blessed that you're here to finally be able to put the show on. I want to know a little bit about the form or the style. What kind of tone is the show? Mm-hmm. What are the imagery or what? How would you describe it? Mm-hmm.
So it's a solo show, but we also have a big screen. With original stop motion animation projected onto it, and sometimes one or two characters get into the animation and interact with the animation.
Sort of described as magic realism and
Magical realism. Isabella Allende and Ghibli type of
Latin American
novelist.
yes. Oh, this is what a really interesting, rich kind of place theatrically, because that's the thing, right? It actually theatrically really lends itself to fantastical images or metaphors
And intergenerational stories, and so it's mostly funny.
Yeah, it's very whimsical, isn't it? It's poetic, and you've sort of taken a tragic event and turned it into something, as you said, quite healing.
Yeah.
And a very imaginative world to get immersed in.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just as you're talking, as someone that fellow Cantabrian Rachel here, going through the earthquakes in Christchurch, and then even more recently with Cyclone Gabrielle. So what I'm also feeling is like this is such a beautiful opportunity to come and to see your work where we have a shared experience.
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity to see that through somebody else's eyes and to maybe process some of what we're thinking and feeling. So, I mean, the bittersweet thing is it's only on for 3 nights. Auckland, Tamaki Makaurau. 3 nights. Tonight, tomorrow, Thursday at the Basement Theatre. Yep. So it's an 8 p.m. show, and already tickets are flying because this is that kind of like pre-Easter thing. So you've really got to book the tickets. Book the tickets
to
and
right
go.
Now. Yeah. Go to the Basement Theatre website right now.
Absolutely, basementtheatre.co.nz. Before we go, what would you say to those people thinking about maybe booking a ticket, but they're a bit scared or they're a bit shy? How would you encourage them?
Well, we actually made a special deal.
We love a deal.
People like that. So we have promo code is Mr. Fish, all one word, all cap, for $15 ticket. And any show.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so get on in.
Mr. Fish, all one word, go into the promo code. Thank you so much, Trent and Sachi, for this morning's session. I can't wait. I'm going tonight. So I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to having a special night at the theatre.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you, Alice, as always.
Yeah. It's a pleasure.
We'll see you at the Basement.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.